It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
According to most nutritional experts and doctors alike, sugar is known to make you gain unwanted pounds. But did you know that it's also linked to severe life-threatening diseases? Staying healthy is all about keeping informed, and my next guest is the author of a groundbreaking book, Sugar Crush: How to Reduce Inflammation, Reverse Nerve Damage, and Reclaim Good Health. He is here to inform you about the dangers of sugar. Thanks for being on Wellness for Life, Dr. Richard Jacoby. Now, please tell the listeners, what inspired you to look into sugars?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. And I want to just reiterate, I'm standing as I'm speaking to you because I was listening to your previous guest, and you're standing, and it's a very important part of what I'm going to talk about today. Sugar Crush is about how sugar destroys nerves, not only the diabetic peripheral neuropathy, the nerves in the feet and the legs, but every nerve in your body. And my contention is that all these diseases that we're talking about, from Alzheimer's to autism, and from MS to diabetic peripheral neuropathy, are really the same disease. I go into the biochemistry of how sugar destroys your nerves, and I go into the particular end organ damage that it produces. That's the crux of the book.
You know, when I took a look at just the beginning of the intro and some of the table of contents, you wrote literally a little diagram that says sugar equals chronic inflammation plus trauma. And when that equals is nerve damage, pain, and dysfunction. I am a total strong proponent of what you're saying about inflammation and sugar. Can you talk about that a bit? Because people don't realize inflammation is really the root cause. Of course, sugar is what that causes the inflammation, but it's also the root cause of all of these debilitating diseases that we deal with every day.
Absolutely. In my book, I trace the history of sugar back into the 1500s, right after Columbus actually brought sugar to the New World. That's why the United States is here today, because of sugar. A very valuable commodity brought back to London. It was about 1,000 pounds in those days and in today's money. The rich ate sugar. That's why the rich started to get the problem. And if you look through the historical accounts of these diseases, like Bell's palsy, Alzheimer's was unknown. There's a lot of reasons why they never got to that point, because most people died of infectious diseases. But those people who did live longer died of chronic disease. Diabetes mellitus, which means to siphon sugar out of your body. And what we're doing is poisoning ourselves with an excessive amount of sugar. Average person today eats about 150 pounds of sugar. And maybe 100 years ago, it was only 5 pounds. But it's more than the genome, our genes, can handle. In the 70s, when high fructose corn syrup hit the market, it's been replacing regular table sugar with a artificial sugar that's made from corn. I get into the genetically modified production of that. Few people know that high fructose corn syrup is made with sodium hydroxide. And that's a caustic acid that's made with mercury. And mercury gets into our food supply. When I started to look at all these different diseases, it came to me to be the same disease. Let me give you an example. Carpal tunnel, which is the wrist, the median nerve, causes numbness and tingling and eventually loss of function. Prior to 1960, there were 12 reported cases in the literature. There were close to 500,000 surgeries last year. It was thought that it was a mechanical problem. The computer came on the scene in the early 70s. People were using typewriters prior to that. Typewriters had a lot of force. A computer keyboard really has very little force. But what was next to the keyboard was a can of Coke, Coca-Cola. That's what they were drinking. But they didn't realize what was in that can was what was causing the problem. So I get into the metabolic changes of the nerve. There's three biochemical pathways. Number one is called the polyol pathway. Sugar plus a protein, sugar gets in the nerve and breaks down to sorbitol. Sorbitol is an alcohol sugar, pulls water into the nerve, and the nerve swells. The Maillard reaction, second chemical pathway, sugar plus a protein, makes the nerve very brittle and less flexible. So we have a swelling nerve. At the same time, the nerve can't swell, and it gets trapped. So that's called a compression neuropathy. At the wrist, we call it carpal tunnel. But it's the same process throughout the body. The third pathway is called the nitric oxide pathway. When you have sugar blocking that pathway, you have vasoconstriction of the blood vessel, and you can't get enough blood to the part. So it doesn't matter if it's the brain, Alzheimer's. By the way, the first symptom is compression of the olfactory nerve, cranial nerve number one, your sense of smell. So we discuss in the book all these end organ damages and how those receptors are affected. So on the foot, you can't feel because you have mechanical receptors underneath the skin. Your nose is a chemical receptor. Your ear is obviously an auditory receptor. So every one of these receptors is being damaged. The face, the facial nerve, number seven, we call it Bell's palsy, only because Dr. Bell in the 1800s described it. He didn't know about this biochemistry. So what I've done, I've taken the literature that's in the literature, there's thousands of articles that describe the effects of sugar. I just put them together, hopefully, in a comprehensive, understandable book. Very difficult to take biochemistry to the masses. Hopefully, we did that in this book.
Well, you know, just you describing it, the three different ways that you can damage a nerve really explains it all, too. I know that a lot of people don't understand what nerve damage and the subtle symptoms that you may be having. Like you're saying, if you can't smell as well, your ears are going and you have, let's say, a little bit of buzzing in your ears, tinnitus. You can't feel like the fingertips, you know, and you just feel a little bit more deadening and numbness in your fingers and even burning pain in your feet. Now, are there any other symptoms that we should know about to actually talk to our doctors, possibly that it might be a sugar problem?
Yeah, I have a test in the book, and we go through these different symptoms. Elevated blood pressure is one of them because the blood vessel is getting less flexible. That's part of the nitric oxide effect, plus the Maillard. And then you have a test that kind of goes through all your different itises, sinusitis, and all those types of problems that seem unrelated. Migraine is a perfect example. In the 1600s, Lady Conway, very wealthy and successful woman who was a philosopher, and she had chronic migraines. Her physician was Dr. Willis. He's the father of neurology in Gray's Anatomy. And the circle of Willis around your neck. He did the original autopsy on her, and he actually made the first reference to inflammation in the brain that was lying next to a nerve and a blood vessel, and that's what we're studying. I took these concepts up to Stanford, discussed this with Dr. Cook, who's a vascular biologist, and he's able to measure that. Dr. Dellen from Johns Hopkins, and investigators all over the country at Harvard. There's several. They understand this from a very basic biochemical standpoint, but they just really never put it into clinical practice for the patient to understand.
Well, I really look forward to reading your book more in depth, and so excited that because it's a brand new book, everyone out there. If you want to thank you again, Dr. Jacoby, for being here with us. If you want to learn more about Dr. Jacoby's book, Sugar Crush, I put it on my link on my Wellness for Life radio show page on RadioMD.com. And I, again, go check out his book, Sugar Crush. It's excellent. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.